Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. You are rocking. We're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. As always, it's a joy, it's a pleasure, it is an honor to be speaking to you here over the airwaves or streaming live online. Hey, hop on out if you're not, hey, follow along. Every beginning of every show, if you're a friend of the show and you listen to it on a regular basis, you know I'm going to beg, I'm going to grovel, I'm going to toot the little red whistle and make sure that you're following along at Unleashed Radio Hour. Yeah, hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com where you'll find everything about today's show, the past shows. Hey, and most importantly, I know some people like Donnie who's listening in here out on Periscope where we're streaming out live on Periscope today here in the studio. It's just me ranting and rocking and rolling. But listen, here comes the bad joke. If you've missed any of our past shows, well, guess what? We've missed you as well. You can go out, oh, real quick and easy, unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that's unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the podcast link. Every show, minus the first four shows, because I accidentally deleted them from the podcast page. I was cleaning up. Hey, but every show I've done since February of 2015 is out there, you know, including a great show last week about Dick's Sporting Goods coming into the community and their community program that's going to be arriving in Houston and where they're helping youth sports and youth organizations. It's a great deal. Hey, and they're bringing some jobs along as well, too, so go out and listen to that show. But listen, there's tons of things out there. There's tons of things that I'm going to dive in, you know. The purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour is to help you unleash your career and business. When we come back, hey, this is a special edition because of the time of the year that it is. The title for this show is College Knowledge. This is the graduating high school senior edition. Why? Because if you're not got a plan going in motion right now for that journey, hey, guess what? Newsflash, college classes start in 4 months. We'll be right back after these messages.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never have to worry about losing your job, working until you drop, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Lynn Ondrus, and I've taught over 100,000 people the principles of financial freedom through our radio shows and live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about our real estate investing workshop that really takes you up to a whole new level. It gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe. And it unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, we motivate, encourage, and teach you so that you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Just go to fivewayswemakemoney.com. That's fivewayswemakemoney.com to register for the workshop that will change your life.
This is Business 1110.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I wish it was afternoon, right? I'm trying to see if you're paying attention out there. Make sure that I'm awake. Make sure that you're awake because we're here. We're ready to rock. We're ready to roll. We're dialed in. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour, which is a production of Motivational Transitions. Hey, you can always learn more by hopping out to motivationaltransitions.com. As always, dial in at unleashedradiohour.com. And like I always beg and grovel, hey, hop out and follow the show on Facebook. Just do a search. Do a search. It's real easy. Unleashed Radio Hour. Like the page so that you can stay on top of things that are happening, things that are rocking, and things that are rolling here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, where we're here to help you unleash your career and your business. You know, today's topic we're going to get to in just a second is college knowledge. This is the high school senior edition because they're getting ready to graduate. They're probably already at senioritis level exponential to infinity and beyond. So what we're going to talk about is what do you need to know now so that you maximize the plan? But before I get there, I need to bring your attention a couple different things. Hop on out to Facebook. You can follow along. I am so excited. Next Monday, we have an opportunity here at Houston where I'm a part of and we're partnered with Houston's best and brightest companies to work for, where we have an opportunity. It's a symposium and awards gala, all right, at the West Houston, at the J.W. Marriott Galleria down in Houston here at, right across from the Galleria, where we're going to recognize companies who participated in an employee engagement survey, and their employees said that their employers were some of Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. I'm going to have an opportunity to moderate a discussion around company culture with several individuals who are going to be on a panel. Hey, but most importantly, and this is always kind of cool with me, hey, we have some great MCs who are going to be a part of our awards gala, where we do recognize those during the awards presentation. I'll get to hand out some cool recognition crystalline trophies, placards, however you want to call them. But the MCs, it's kind of cool because we've got Bill Baeza and his partner in crime, Dominique Soxa from KPRC Local 2 News. Yeah, that's never a bad experience, just to tell you. So we're excited to have them as a part of our show again. Hey, you can always learn more. Hop on out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. Click on the partners link where you'll learn more about the event that's coming up, because we have partnered with Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. And the key is we're going to tell the stories, and we're going to have folks that are going to be on the show in a few weeks that are going to be those best and brightest companies here in the Houston area that share how they got there. What are they doing? So I'm always excited. Hop on out again to UnleashedRadioHour.com. Click on the partners link, and you'll see it right up front. If you want more information about the event, there's the website, event information. Dial it in. It will take place on Monday, April 18th at the J.W. Marriott in the Galleria. So looking forward to honoring those winning companies. Hey, and also hop on out and stay connected to it on Unleashed Radio Hour with everything that's going on. And we're going to get into this topic, but I appreciate you following along. Facebook's a great place to do that. Some of you are dialed in on Periscope, live broadcast here in the studio of the show, and you can always follow along if you're on the Twitterverse at Ron Unleashed. All one word, at Ron Unleashed. Hey, and look, you're like, hey, you want to get into today's discussion, please feel free. If you know people, if you have friends, you have coworkers, you have colleagues, hey, have them dial in today if they've got a graduating high school senior, or even better yet, they've got a high school student. I got one of those, and he and I are having a rootin' tootin' good time right now. It's the end of the school year, if you can follow my flow. Hint, hint, wiggle, wiggle. My point is, listen, we want to get involved. If you have any comments or questions on today's show, feel free to call in 713-785-1817. Again, that number 713-785-1817. And as always, hey, guess what? I've got the text line open here in studio. You can send a text if you don't want to call. You have a question or a comment. 281-715-9700. That text line number again is 281-715-9700. All right, now we're going to jump in. We're going to get things rocking and rolling. I want you to, we're going to kind of paint the picture for today's discussion. So when we start looking at today, today's the 14th of April, the year 2016. Guess what? Graduating seniors, class of 2016, your classes on a college semester basis start in 4 months. Yes, I said it. 4 months away before your college experience begins. You're like, dude, man, you're a buzzkill, right? You're ready to get up, you're getting ready to have fun. Your proms are coming up. Your graduation, project grad, all those things. And hey, and those are great rites of passage. But the reality is, those that succeed are those that are prepared. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And the key thing is, look, listen, this college thing. I want to do a little tangent here. First and foremost, I absolutely 100% am in the camp that we absolutely positively have to have an educated workforce. All right? That is why we're having this discussion here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I don't talk about finances. I don't talk about real estate investing. I talk about the people factor. And the reason that's important is because if we don't have an educated workforce, we are in deep doo-doo. And I'm going to say that again. We're going to be in deep trouble, deep doo-doo, if we don't have young people that can progress through that college experience, get out, gain some meaningful experience to be gainfully employed. Because as I've said it before, and I'll say it again, in the entire month of February, I talked about the shift that's going to occur between the baby boomers that are going to exit and that shift in the workplace where the millennials and the younger generation at workforce are going to come in and take over. See, people like me, I'm sandwiched. I'm a Gen X. We got boomers on one side and millennials on the left. And I'm like, hello, we need to help these young people. And these boomers are like, hey, I'm done. I'm out of here. Peace. See ya. All right. No, that's not going to work. But I will tell you this, to carry the torch forward, we must have an educated and positively engaged workforce. Now, let me tell you something. If we're sitting here and we were on a life's map and journey, and we're looking for that little red dot on the map that says you are here, the you are here date of and line of demarcation for this discussion today is today, the 14th of April, 2016. Why? Why does that date matter? Well, a couple reasons. One, I'm going to talk about this piece. And when I was a young lad, I read a book. And those books that I like to read were called the Choose Your Own Adventure books. And they were super de-duper cool. And what I mean by that is you'd read a couple pages and you as the reader had an opportunity to choose. Does this knight go in to slay the dragon or does he go back to the castle for reinforcements? You choose. If he goes into the cave, turn to page 10 or 12. If he decides to go back for reinforcements, turn to page 32. The point being is I was in the driver's seat as the reader as to the adventure that character was able to choose. Well, if you're out there and you're a parent or you're listening to this as a podcast because you are a graduating senior this year in the class of 2016, I want you to think about the next steps of your life as a journey and as an adventure. So here's what I want to talk about. I've come up with seven different areas that you have a choice. When you graduate from high school, you can do a couple things. Now, we've forced and we've crammed down your throats that you must go to college, graduate from college, get job. It doesn't work that way anymore. Because what I'm here to tell you is you have to go to college, but you also need to make sure you gain experience. Because, how many employers out there are tired of seeing young people that are graduating see a resume and there's zero experience. There's no way to understand that they know more than just the content from the classroom. And we've created that problem for the recent college graduates because we've told them, graduate from high school, go to college, get a job. That formula is broken. It is broken because now we have an educated workforce with no experience that are underemployed. They're employed, right? But they're out in the service industry making an hourly wage instead of making what they should be able to make if they had some experiences in their field or their discipline of study. So we'll get into more of what that means later. So here are some options for you. You've graduated from high school. Which option would you choose? Option number one, are you going to go to a four-year school? What about a two-year school? Now, that's going to be the focus of our discussion today, but I want you to think, hey, am I going to go to a four-year campus or am I going to go to a two-year campus? What's right for me? What's the best for me so that I can be successful? And here, ladies and gentlemen, parents, please pay attention. Because Coach Ron is in the house, and that was a little red whistle that was emphatically saying, you better pay attention and listen. Because let me tell you what I'm going to say. Pride, throw it out the door. I say that because how many of you, and please understand this, I'm not trying to be mean or disrespectful, but when I drive down the highways of the greater Houston area, I see all these placards on the back of your vehicles as to how awesome you are as a parent. Well, guess what? You can't go to college and take the classes for your son or daughter. They are the ones that must do that. They are the ones that have to be successful. Why do I say that? Because parents, yeah, it's great. And yes, it's wonderful if your son or your daughter gets into Harvard or they go to Stanford or they go to an elite school. But guess what? Those days of that elite thinking are kind of going to the buy side, in my humble opinion. Why? Because we're going to have a need for an educated workforce. We're going to have a need for people that are going to be graduating from college that possess the ability to think critically. And guess what? You can do that in a lot of places these days. Okay? I'm not trying to diminish your needs, and I'm not trying to put down those elite schools or those programs. What I'm saying is, what is the best decision that can help your son or daughter, and if you're getting out there getting ready to graduate as a high school student, how do you move forward so that you're successful? Well, guess what? You have to give some definition to that, and I'll come back to that in just a second. So let's take that four-year, that two-year college, and put it over here off the side. We're going to park it for just a moment because there's a couple other options that you can face, and if there's anyone else that can come up with any others than what I've got, please share them with me. So I've got go to the four-year, go to the two-year. There's two options when you graduate from high school as to what you can do with your life. Third step here, maybe you go on to get to a trade school or you get some certificate that enables you and empowers you with a short term to go out and start earning. Okay? Guess what? There are certain trades out there that right now are going to be crippled if we don't have people that will be coming in as new educated and engaged workers, be it plumbing, be it an auto mechanic. Hey, ask anyone that runs a diesel shop how easy it is to get a quality diesel mechanic, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Hey, heaven forbids you like to spend time on the road and you can go get a CDL license because there's a shortage of people to drive trucks, believe it or not. And you can make a lot of money doing that. Oh, and guess what? That doesn't mean you got to travel across the country unless you want to. That means you can stay close to home. Go in. I mean, dear Lord, we have the Port of Houston. How many goods, products, and services come in and out of the Port of Houston that need transportation services? Tons of them. All right, so back up. Step one, four-year college. Step two in your choice of your choose-your-own-adventure is a two-year school. Step three is a trade or getting a certificate that enables you to go straight to work. Hey, then there's step four, which is become a member of the armed services. Can you go out for the Coast Guard, the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy, the Army? All right. There's options that are there that can be honestly quite lucrative Because guess what? If you go and you give some service, they have an opportunity with the federal government to pay for some of your college and your schooling post that experience of getting through boot camp and going to camp and doing everything, and depending upon what level that you want to commit your level of service. So there's some options there, parents and students, that you might be thinking of. So again, four-year, two-year trade or certificate program, the Armed Forces. And then there's this thing that's out there. And, you know, it's kind of new age, but it happens. But you have to be purposeful with what's going to happen. And that next option is, it's called a gap year. Now, what that gap year is specific for, and you can go out, search gap year, and you'll find tons of research out there on Google. That gap year is about taking a year off to try to find yourself so that you check yourself before you wreck yourself and go to school and you don't know what you're doing. All right, it's called a gap year. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then the sixth one is just get a job. Graduate, get a job, start paying bills, but then it's harder to do other things in life. Or, and parents, I don't think you're for the seventh, it's just do nothing. And that doesn't help you unleash your career in business, which is the purpose here of the Unleashed Radio Hour. You hear the music, Andy's taking us to break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-943-0829. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-943-0829, 800-943-0829.
This is Business 1110.
Shot. One opportunity.
Yeah, and we thank you for taking the opportunity here today to listen in and dial into the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. You can always stay connected to the show on Facebook. Go out and look for Unleashed Radio Hour, or always hop on and follow along at unleashedradiohour.com. Now listen, we jumping into the conversation, and if you're just joining us, you know, today's discussion is college knowledge, and it's this high school senior edition. Why? Because you're about to hit one of life's biggest transitions. Now, real quick, I want to talk about something. I have this belief that when young folks turn 16, I got one of those, just did this year, between the ages of 16 and 26, I actually have a label for that. And the label for that is, I call it the decade of difference. And the reason I call it the decade of difference is if you stop for just a minute and you think about, if you're an adult out there, the decisions you make in that decade, they are the catalyst that will set you on a path and a journey for the rest of your life. The decade of difference, 16 to 26. And you may be saying, well, why 16? I'm experiencing it in living color right now. Because at 16, there's something significant that happens across the United States. It's called young folks go out, they do this thing behind the wheel, and they get this little thing that says, oh, wait a minute, I have my pass for independence. It's called a driver's license. And the reason I say 16 is because that's when young people start making a lot more decisions on their own, because they are out and about on their own. So the key is, how do we, during that decade of difference, make good, well-informed decisions that become the platform and the foundation for a positive and effective and engaged life beyond? Because you're talking about getting through high school, what is that transition after high school, and then how do I begin my earlier years of my career, forming and starting a family, ... It all comes in to play. And what I just absolutely triggers me is when young folks make poor decisions that negatively impact that life's trajectory. They fail to launch. They're living at home with mom and dad until they're 26 to 32 to 42, whatever the age is. Yeah, if you heard that, you might have cringed. What we're trying to talk about is how do we engage our young people in a positive path and trajectory. So back to this discussion, you know, you choose your own adventure. 7 different paths that you can choose. And if someone else can come up with an 8th, by golly, bring it to me. Call me 713-785-1817 or hit me up on the text line at 281-715-9700 or hop on out and visit me at unleashedradiohour.com. Hey, but here's the point. 7 paths, and we're going to talk about the first 2 right now. 4-year school, 2-year school, that's 1, that's 2. 3rd option is going on to a trade school or a certificate to be able to do a specific job that puts you in an area of a specialization to start working and to gain employment and to gain dinero, to pay the bills. The other option, number 4, is the armed services. You know, go into the armed forces, that's an option. Another option is just get a job, go straight to work. Another one is number 6, which is a gap year, take a year off between all of that. And the last one is just do nothing. Now, if you're out there, parents, I don't think many of you are financially well off that your son or your daughter can just absolutely do nothing. And by good googly goo, I hope that's not what they want to do anyway, because that's a problem. So real quick, let's jump into this focus of today's show, which is that college knowledge and choosing your own adventure. So first question I've got is if you've got a graduating high school senior right now, it is the 14th of April of the year 2016, have they applied? If they haven't, well, and that's a whole nother conversation that you may be thinking about some of those other alternatives or those options. So what is the plan? If you're not going to go to a 4-year or 2-year school at this point in time because you haven't put in your applications, I'm not saying it's too late, but I'm telling you it's getting close, all right? Because there's things that now have to happen to get you enrolled. All right, so what's another plan? Trade or certificate program, armed forces, gap year, get a job, do nothing. If you have, then my question for you, if you've turned in those applications, what are those colleges or those universities where you have been accepted? What are those schools where said, yep, you meet our criteria, we welcome you to our newest freshman incoming class of the year 2016. Now, the reason I bring that up is because if it's like many that are college bound, you have probably applied to more than one campus, more than one school, more than one institution. So let's say you've been accepted. We'll just use 3 as the number. All right. Let's say you've been accepted to 3 campuses. All right, where are you going to go? Which campus rates higher than the other? And the most important reason, why? Why does one campus rate higher than the other? Wait. Oh, and more importantly, the absolute most important question, what are you going to study that is going to have a positive path and impact and trajectory to the career that you're going to have after college? And I slowed down because trust me when I tell you, you'll get through it, you'll figure it out, but guess what? The sooner you have an idea of the career path, the better the path and trajectory you will take through college. Otherwise, and as the break will take us, at college experience, you're going to be living on a prayer.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to christianpublishing.com. That's christianpublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at christianpublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we're back. Ah, yeah, that little Pearl Jam takes me back to college. Yeah, those are the jams back in my day. Well, the jams that we're trying to drop on your ears, the things that I'm trying to bring in your general direction today, is we're talking about college knowledge. We're talking about the audience, the target audience for my listeners today, is if you are a parent of a soon-to-be high school graduate, you are a high school graduate, or you know someone that is, that you can turn them over to unleashedradiohour.com to listen to the podcast. Now, if you've got questions on today, I'd love to hear them. 713-785-1817. I should have it memorized by now, but I don't. 713-785-1817, or you can contact us at the text line. I've got that up here running in studio at 281-715-9700. Now, real quick, we've been talking about the paths and the plans. We're talking about this college plan. Now, look. I want you to think about your college experience much like you're purchasing a car, all right? You have certain criteria that you put into that car selection. I'm knee-deep in that with my 16-year-old right now. My point of that is, what kind of experience do you want to gain? Where do you want to go? Why? But more importantly, what is that campus? What can that campus or that institution do for you to help you be fully prepared to launch your career once you graduate from college? You see, so much of what we do in today's age, and I get it, I understand it, I work with young people, I do the academic and career coaching, you can learn more at motivationaltransitions.com. But so much pressure is put on this decision. So much pressure is put on, where are you going to go to college? What are you going to major in? That we don't think about, okay, what does all of that mean? Because the reality is the college experience can be the best years of your life. But the reality also is you better have a plan as to what you're going to do afterwards. I mean, how many of you ever heard the story of a young person that recently graduated from college and some random degree that's like, well, do I go back to school to get another degree? What kind of job do I get? Because I can't get a job with this degree. So, yeah, you need to start planning now. You need to think about the bigger picture. And I'm not saying that you have to etch in stone that career choice from when now until the time that you're 50, 60, retire, whatever the case might be. But you have to have a positive path and plan for a career choice in an arena, in an industry, whatever the case might be, that will positively engage you early in your career where you bring out the best of you. That's what it's about. I'm not talking about the magic pill or the beanstalk because you plant it in the ground and you're going to climb to the clouds and you're going to constantly accelerate and grow in an organization. I'm talking about finding a field of study that you can study in college that's going to put you on a path in a career that's going to allow you to get out on your own, to positively contribute to society and grow and develop your professional career, hence unleash your career or your business. You see, there's keys to that, folks. It doesn't just happen. We don't just wake up one day and boop, there in our head, oh, I know what I'm going to be when I grow up. It's called work, right? Work, right? And the key is you have to figure that out. You can't just close your eyes, throw it a dartboard and say, oh, there's my major. That's what I'm going to be today, right? In the state of Texas, if you go to a state school, hey, go out there and look at the 120-hour rule. Go look at the 6-drop rule. Why? Because there's penalties that are out there that can be in place if you take too many classes and if you try to drop too many classes. Because it's incredible and it's amazing that people don't know about this these days, and these have been in play for years. You can't spend the best 6, 7, 8, 9 years of your life trying to figure it out. I'm not saying you have to have all the answers at 18 or 17 if you're graduating, but you do need to have a plan. Where are you going to go to school? What are you going to do there? And most importantly, what is that going to be a catalyst and an agent for you to do after you graduate from college? I talk about it all the time. You need to begin with the end in mind. So at each journey, what's the next step? What's the next step? And guess what? That doesn't change when you get out of college, because you may, oh, wait a minute, you may change careers or jobs, and the same principles apply. Hey, you hear the music? It's time to roll. It's time to shake and bake. And we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie.
Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 877-798-5734. 877-798-5734. 877-798-5734. That's 877-798-5734.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can always learn more at motivationaltransitions.com. Now listen, we're dialed in today. We're talking about this college knowledge for the graduating senior or the parent or the family. If you want to get into this discussion, hey, this is a great time. We've got a longer segment right here to jump into. Give us a call, 713-785-1817. That number again is 713-785-1817. Or you can text us. Give us a text. I got it open here in studio, 281-715-9700. Now look, we talked about there's some options after high school. We talked about the significance of having a plan. What I'm going to dial in on this segment are some specific tips that you need to engage right now if you are a graduating senior in high school or you're the parent of a graduating senior in high school or you know someone. So listen closely. The first tip that I want to give you is I believe that whoever the student is, your son, your daughter, or it could be a grandson or granddaughter, whoever it is, I believe the college-bound student needs to create some criteria for which they are going to make a decision on where to go to school. What are the things that matter most? Case in point, I was a jock in high school. It mattered to me that I got to go to a school where I was going to be able to play baseball. Now, I had a chance to play football and baseball, but even back in my day, and I'm kind of old in today's standards, the campus that I had a chance to play football and baseball, back then it was still $14,000 a year because it was a small private school, right? There were no scholarships offered for athletes because it was a Division III school where they don't have them. And I was like, wow, 14 grand a year, that's mucho dinero even back then. So, case in point, I made a decision on where to go to school on one criteria, and I got lucky. I made that decision on where to go because I got a chance to go play baseball. I had a chance to go play Division I baseball to get out on the field. Now, did I do that my entire college career? No. And that's where I say I got lucky. Because fortunately for me, the campus that I was at, I was able to be plugged into and engaged and learned and grew and developed. Right? So I got lucky. But if I'd have had a different plan, things could have potentially, as they say, gone differently. So the big key, what are some of those criteria that a decision needs to be made on where to go to school? You know, do you want it to be close to home? Do you want it not to be close to home? Do you want a big campus? Do you want a small campus? Most importantly, do they have the degree or the major that's going to help you launch into your career? And I think that's probably one of the biggest ones is what are you going to do after college? What kind of resources do they have available to you to help you study and to be successful in college? Because I will tell you from firsthand experience, whatever you're doing in high school, academically, to study and to prepare and to take tests, to go to classes, I will tell you for a fact, it does not translate to the college experience. Been there, done that, have the t-shirt. I've seen the students in my office when I used to work at Texas A&M at Galveston who could not comprehend, had great SAT scores, had great high school scores, and they're bombing in college and they don't understand why. Well, it's because you can't translate that. All right. So are there support programs on a campus to help you when you may be struggling academically with your writing, with your math, with science? Are there tutorials? Are there people that you can go to for support? I'm a huge proponent of what out there is called the first year experience, FYE. Does a campus have a first year experience program? I used to teach that program. Why? Because students coming from high school, making that transition into college, they don't know how to quote unquote, and in the studio, if you can see me, I'm doing air quotes right now, they don't know how to play college. And yes, I literally just did that. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, may I have another?
Another. brother.
All right, so it's been a while because I'm here to preach and I'm here to teach, and I got my brother Andy in here with me in the studio as well. So, again, whatever those criteria are, obviously cost is going to be a criteria. You know, whatever the case might be, opportunities for recreation, opportunities to participate. You know, you don't have to be a college athlete to have a need for recreation. And honestly, one of the keys to succeeding in college is having that outlet for recreation. Are there intramural sports that you can participate or play in? Are there co-op opportunities or internship opportunities within your degree plan so that you can gain that experience that a prospective employer wants to have down the road? Are there financial aid opportunities? Which, real quick, for the parents, now is the time, after your taxes are filed, that you go out and complete the free financial aid form. It's called FAFSA. And what that'll do is that'll get you information on what do you qualify or do you not qualify for scholarships, grants, or other financial aid. That is something that you should be doing now if you filed your taxes. Oh, and by the way, newsflash, the official deadline for filing taxes is always April 15th, but this year it's extended to April 18th, and I jumped for joy when I have that because I still have to complete my taxes. So anyway, case in point, that's a part of a parent tip that's there. So here's the key. Whatever it is, whatever those measures, whatever those checks and balances are, those criteria, and as a family, you probably want to have some table time to discuss what that looks like. Then you take that list, and now against those campuses where you have been accepted, and maybe even some of those, maybe there may be some backup plans, a community college that maybe you haven't applied to yet that has rolling enrollment in most cases. Not always, but in most. Then guess what? Now you start planning out those campus visits. Why? You need to go to the campus and you need to see, this is the experiential side, how does it feel when you're there? Can you see yourself on that campus? You're like, this ain't no place for me, bro. I ain't going here. Right? If you feel comfortable, if you feel confident in what you're going to be able to do, if you're engaged positively in what you hear and what you see, that matters. That experience, you know, I got lucky. I moved in on at Bowling Green State University onto the campus, sight unseen. I didn't know the campus until I moved in. That's rare today. And again, I got lucky. So what I'm trying to say is take your criteria, use that to select your campuses, and then take that criteria and use it when you go on the campus and give it a grade. A, B, C, D, or F for what it is you want to do. Or use a numerical scale so you can rank it if you logically want to go through the data. 1 through 10. 10 knocks it out of the ballpark. 1, it ain't even there. Right? And those are key. I mean, because campuses, they are diverse. Some have amazing recreational facilities. Some have none. Some have amazing on-campus housing opportunities in a residence hall. Some have none. And so I give you that spectrum because it matters. Some have tutorials and a tutoring lab. Others don't have as much. You need to figure out what those are, and then you need to see on the campuses where you've been accepted, are my needs and the criteria for me in making that decision, are they being met? And then you need to make a well-informed decision then about where to go to school. Where are you going to do that, and where can you be most successful? The biggest mistake that I see young people make is they hurry up and the families rush and all this pressure is placed on where to go to school, and they never think about, okay, now that I've applied and now that's where I think I'm going to go, they don't think about the other factors. It's like, well, I'll figure it out when I get there. I'm telling you right now, you have the gift of 4 months before it gets started. Create your criteria if you haven't done so already. Check that against each campus. Do as much as you can searching online. Websites are phenomenal. Video tours are phenomenal. But it cannot replace an actual experiential time and experience of going to that campus and walking on that campus, of figuring that out. So once you've done that, once you've got your campus visit, then obviously you need to make a decision. Where am I really going to go to school? And the reason why I say that, like, but Ron, shouldn't I know already? No. Because some people use their orientation programs where you actually go, you register for classes, you get in more in-depth, other than just a campus visit, if you haven't done that already, they go to their actual, it's kind of like window shopping. Or I'm going to go do a test drive. How do I feel when I stay here overnight? Or how do I feel if I've got a long orientation over the summer and I'm going to go register for my classes? Because guess what? People do use that as a decision making. I'm not saying right. I'm not saying wrong. I'm saying affirm your decision through your campus orientation program. Make sure that truly is where you want to go, what you want to do. The worst thing you could do is follow a friend or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a significant other, or everyone in my family's gone to this campus. Everybody listen clearly. And I'm going to speak this as out of all due respect. Whoever the college-bound individual is, they have to own that decision. There's nothing worse than a parent that says, you go here or you won't get a degree, or I won't pay for it, or you major in this major, or you can get my blood boiling and we're going to have a serious conversation. And I've been and I've had those conversations where young people have told me, I can't change my degree because if I do, my dad won't pay for my college. And that is the most ludicrous, ridiculous, stupid thing I've ever heard of. But it happens. Because, oh, at the end of the day, yeah, you're paying the bill. But are you going to class? Are you doing the assignments? Do you have to be engaged in what's going on? I am the advocate for the student here, folks, if you haven't figured that out already. Because they are the ones that have to get into the classroom, that have to learn, that have to maximize the best of what they can do to be successful so that they can move forward. It's not about you anymore, parents, even though you want to put the placard on the back of your vehicle that says, my son or my daughter goes to X, Y, or Z university. Right? Because it doesn't matter how they truly get there. It's the fact that they do it successfully. That's my humble opinion. Yeah, there are schools that employers are going to go to more than others. But I'm going to tell you, if you're out there and if you've ever hired anyone, do you really look at the degree that they've got, or do you look at the individual for what they can bring to your company or to your business? How much does where they got their degree matter? Now, in technical fields, yeah, I can see where that probably has a hitch. But in the grander scheme of things, I don't think it does. I think it's more about the individual that's sitting across from you that's applied and their experiences and the leadership opportunities that they gained from whatever institution that they went to. It's not going to matter if you've got a quality individual in front of you who's engaged, who can think critically, who had leadership opportunities in student organizations or internship or co-op experiences, and they know that what they want to do is work for you. Because you've got a job that they've been thirsting for since they graduated from high school. That's what I'm talking about. Versus, well, I think I can do this and I might like to do that. Ain't gonna happen. So the point that I'm trying to get to, they gotta have a plan, young ladies and gentlemen out there listening, if you're a soon-to-be class of 2016 graduate from high school, what's your plan? What you gonna do? Where are you gonna go and what are you gonna do after college? Let that be a determining driving force in your decision making. Have your criteria. Take your college visits. Go to your orientation. And then hear me loud and clear. You have got to make your first semester of college. There is one priority and one priority only. It is on your academics. Yes, I said that loud and clear. Short-term sacrifice, long-term gain. Short-term sacrifice, long-term gain. If you master the art of how to get good grades in college, and I'm going to say a 3.0 or greater your first semester, you're doing something right, and it's going to make your second semester much easier, and you're not going to be put on academic or scholastic probation. You're not going to be dismissed. You're not, they can say you're not allowed to come back because you bombed so bad in your grades. I don't care if your mommy or daddy's a millionaire or a billionaire. It's called academic integrity, folks. It's called having a presence that now you are accountable for those grades and your performance. And trust me when I tell you, it's not like asking a faculty member who's tenured, who has a PhD, who's been teaching for 10, 15, 20 years. Good luck going up and asking them, oh, well, I didn't do my homework. Can I have extra credit? That ain't going to go very well. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's going to go really, really bad. All right, so again, that high school experience doesn't translate to college. It's completely different. Hey, we're going to come back, talk about a couple other tips here before we go. And a bonus tip, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour, where today it's about college knowledge.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. And sometimes, it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction, once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. No, you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah, you may be thinking that you're back at that college watering hole right there with that music playing. Hey, you know, you're dialed in here. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. I always got to have that here coming in towards the latter part of the show. Gives us a little burst of energy, lets us rock, lets us roll. Little head bob in the studio. Because, look, we're rocking it today. We've been here in living color. We've been talking about college knowledge. We're talking specifically to the parents, families, relatives, and or the student who is a 2016, class of 2016 graduate, getting ready to launch into that college or that career, that life experience. Trying to give tips that help you do that in a way that's successful, so that you can unleash your career, or heaven forbid, your business, if you decide to start one here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. So we talked about the journey. We talked about decisions. We talked about that path. Do you go to a four-year, two-year? Do you go to a trade school? Are you going out in the armed forces? Is it a gap year? Do I just get a job? Or heaven forbid, do I just do nothing? Doing nothing usually is an option. All right, so if you're going to go to school, you're going to go off to college, that's been the focus of today's show. How do you do so successfully? When we went to break, I talked about how key and how critical to understand in your first semester that it's all about the academics. So much that a national statistic is tracked and is called first to second year retention, all right, a.k.a. persistence. And I've been all about this, know all about it, shared about it, and I'm going to post this statistic out on Facebook under Unleashed Radio Hour. What you need to do is hop out to Facebook, like the show. You'll see what I'm talking about. But what this whole first to second year retention or persistence rate is it's tracked nationally. All right, I'm pulling data out from ACT and Noel Levitz, where they look at the type of school and they look at, okay, how many students that go to school in the fall of their freshman year persist and return the fall of their second year or their sophomore year, maybe not always sophomore because you may not have the credits yet, but return that second year. What you need to understand and know is I'm going to just take an institution and they separate them out by two-year public, two-year private, a four-year school that offers a bachelor's of arts and a bachelor's of science degree that's public, which is the majority of schools, or even you start getting into the state schools that offer master's degree or PhD. Now, the higher the degrees offered at an institution, the higher the persistence rate is. The lower the degree, the lower the persistence rate. What do I mean? Let's just stay on the public schools. A two-year public school, the national persistence rate of those students that start in the fall that return their second year in the fall is 54.7%. That's for 2015. A bachelor's of arts and bachelor's of science public school, again, students that come in the fall of their freshman year, return their second year fall, is 64.2%. A public school that offers a master's degree, whether it's arts, sciences, or an MBA, in a public environment is 69.9% of the students return. And in a public PhD-granting institution, it's 78.6%. So you're greater to persist at that school where the highest degree offered in the public sector is a PhD. But I'm going to go straight in the middle, because most campuses out there, you're looking anywhere from a 64 to a 69% persistence rate. What that means is we're losing, on average, anywhere from 30 to 35% of the students from year one to year two. Why? They don't have a plan, they don't focus on their academics, and they don't know why they're in school as to what that college experience will do for them after school to stay engaged and motivated. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and
and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-207-1265. 800-207-1265. 800-207-1265.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, sees everything you ever wanted.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Today we've been talking about college knowledge and how you can be successful. You're a graduating high school senior. You're the member of the fighting class of 2016. 4 months from now, you're going to begin a journey into the college experience if that's your choice. You may choose to go to work. You may choose to go to a two-year school. Regardless of the fact, you need to be successful in whether plan or path that you choose to take. The key is that you get informed about you. The key is you get informed about your options, and you make the most well-informed decision that you can make about your academic and or career and your progression into what we like to call out here, because we in it, the real world. All right? And no, that's not an old show on MTV, although it was. That's not my reference point. The point that I'm trying to make today, ladies and gentlemen, is this is critical and it's key that young people today must be able to connect with the path and the journey that they're going to take. They have to be engaged. They have to own it. And when they do, results can be phenomenal. I say can because things happen along the way. But the one thing that I know, and this comes from Vince Lombardi, the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. And part of that key is the work that you need to do is you need to start creating a plan. You need to start looking at, hey, what am I going to do? Am I going to go to a four-year school, two-year school, trade school, armed forces? Am I going to take a gap year to figure it out? Am I going to just go out and get a job, or am I going to do nothing? And most people just, that's not an option. So when you have a plan, put it in motion. Do the work. If you're going to go to a four-year or two-year school, what is the purpose of that school going to serve to you? What's the purpose beyond that school and that experience that's going to make things connect for you and help you and launch you into a positive path into your adulthood and into your career, into your family life, whatever your choices are along that path and along that journey will be? You see, it's about succeeding in college and beyond. It's about understanding that if you have a plan and you put it in play, you're going to get some results. What you cannot afford to do is just kind of willy-nilly muddle through the path and the journey and hope to figure it out. Cost too much money these days, folks. Cost way too much. Parents, if you're listening, do everything that you can to engage and empower your son or your daughter in this process that they own some of the decisions. Stop micromanaging. Stop hovering over them. Help them, empower them. Ask questions like, what are you going to do after school? What kind of career are you looking to get into? Can you build a network so that someone says, hey, I really want to be able to run my own small business? Do you know people in your circle of influence that run a small business that gives them insight into the reality? Hey, I want to be an accountant. Do you know an accountant? Maybe you don't want to get them right now because it's tax season. But can you build a network where they can learn from people in those profession or careers? Or do you reach out to someone like me because you don't know where to go who can help you help your son or daughter create a positive path and a trajectory? Hey, if that's the case and you want to know more, go out to motivationaltransitions.com. Again, motivationaltransitions.com where you can learn more. I've got resources out there. You can also follow along on Facebook, and you can also go out to unleashedradiohour.com. The key, ladies and gentlemen, is that college knowledge is about having knowledge before you go to college about making that decision and making that decision-making process work for you. All right, that's what we've got. That's how we're rolling. Hey, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So cheers to all my Texans familia out there. We are on the eve of the schedule being released tonight. And until next week, Andy, help me out. See ya!